Welcome to Basic Business AI, a podcast dedicated to simple AI strategies for businesses who don't want to get an advanced tech degree or hire some marketing bro. I'm your host, Ana Gonzalez, and you can find me on social media at Ana.Prime. We bring in regular business owners like you and me to discuss practical strategies, ideas, and perspectives about AI without getting too far into the weeds of the tech. BBAI is sponsored by Anabots. Did you know companies that respond to customer inquiries in less than 1 minute have a 400% higher chance of closing the deal? Our AI-powered assistants have an average response time of 9 seconds, meaning you can close more deals without generating more leads. No tech skills are needed, and you can get started in less than 5 minutes. Go to anabots.ai to learn more. Once more, that's anabots.ai. Today's guest is Sid Mohasib. Sid Mohasib is known as the entrepreneur philosopher. Sid is twice best-selling author, You Are Not Them, The Authentic Entrepreneur's Way, and The Caterpillar's Edge, Evolve, Evolve Again, and Thrive in Business. A university professor at both engineering and business school, a two-time TED speaker, and advisor to Fortune 500 leaders, and an innovation thought leader who has built multiple companies and invested in many more. He is a frequent contributor to Forbes, Time, Newsweek, USA Today, Fox, Independent, Foreign Policy, Globe, London School of Economics, and Harvard Business Review. So, Sid, welcome to Basic Business AI.
Pleasure to be with you, Anna.
I'm so happy you're here. So, from your perspective, how is AI reshaping the future of your industry?
How is it not reshaping the future of the industry? That is the question you should ask. I think if you look at every angle of business, from you mentioned customer support, marketing, most people are used to things that they see as a phone call comes in and a chat bot does something in response to something, or a phone call goes out as an out call and then you respond to it, or you have tools that may improve your email response or your incoming call response or your human resources and and figuring out who's leaving, who's not leaving, attritions. There is literally thousands and thousands of applications. And they're getting more and more complicated, obviously. So it's touching everywhere. Now, there's a few things that happens. One is that the promise is not necessarily what it is today. Meaning, there's a lot of hype. It says, oh, we're going to solve all ills of society. I don't know if you've been, a chatbot is an AI. So it's got certain rules. You call, let's say, a company, a customer service call and say, how can I help you? And then you say, hey, I've got this problem. Then it says, well, how can I help you? Because it's trying to figure out what questions you're asking, figure out the words, goes to a dictionary, maps what your question is to this dictionary, and comes back with some answer. Now, a lot of times that gets frustrating because it's not what they call trained properly.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yes.
Okay. So mm-hmm. Here's the thing. The thing is that in order for what you would call AI or artificial intelligence, you have to take historical data, and then you train the system, you tell the system, you tell the machine, you tell the codes of that machine, the software, hey, if you see this situation, do this. Mm-hmm. Now, if your folks or audience have ever done a projection of how much money they're going to make next month and back of a napkin, what they did was AI. Basically, they learned from the past. They said, oh, last October, we sold so much. Last November, we sold so much. So everything is down by 10%. Okay, so this November, we're going to... So what you're doing is essentially you're using an AI approach. Any regression model, anything that every time you open up your Facebook and you get a little thing that there's some article that you actually like, you're interacting with AI every day.
Mm-hmm.
But again, there are two things that the three things that gets in the way here. One is this hoopla, and I call it hoopla because it's all over the place in general media, scaring people of, oh, this thing is coming, What is it gonna do? Your jobs are gonna be gone. Let's go to the unions. Let's get out of this. It's just, I mean, imagine that somebody when they invented a knife would have said, "Oh, we're not, you know, our teeth are gonna go away, and we're gonna have differently. How are we gonna do with a knife? It's gonna change our lives." And they would have had you know, demonstrations about having a knife or fire,
right, right.
Or actually a car. In you know, when the first the cars came in, people on the streets were saying, "Well, what are we going to do with the poo-poo of the horses? Who's going to be these people that you know, clean this stuff up? What are they going to do? They're out of a job." There's a hoopla that's impacting people. The second thing is the fear of the unknown.
Yes, absolutely.
What's going to happen to my job? How am I going to make a living? This is, you know, I talk about this stuff a lot on my first book about the addiction to sameness. We are addicted to sameness. We like the comfort of the way it is. So this thing is, oh, how am I going to do this? What's going to go? What's going to happen? How's my life? Oh, you want me to expect me to do something new? I don't want to do that. So we have, and for good reasons, because we like the way we live. We don't, okay, well, I'm 57 years old or 62 years old or 40. What, you want me to go and get another job and do something else because some machine or robot? Now, the other thing is 90% of what they call AI is not these robots they show you. They're small little things.
You know, it's, you mentioned a lot of things that are super interesting. Number one, he has a fear of the new. Whenever electricity came out and started to, you know, be present in every single people's lives, people were afraid of it. When cars came out, people were afraid of cars. Oh, they were so loud. Why do I need a car if I have this really nice horse? You know, when cell phones came out, why do you need a phone in your pocket? You have like your phone at home. When internet came out,
well,
I
that
saw
one
this.
I still question. Why the hell do we need a phone?
Yes, but still,
the
when the internet
phone is a good friend of mine, Marty Cooper.
Okay.
And he says, I am just amazed of how people are using. My imagination was, okay, there's 5 minutes. You need to call somebody. You call somebody. But I see people on this phone 8 hours a day, 9 hours a day.
Now computers are, now cell phones are little computers. But still, like when internet came out, there were headlines that said that internet was just a fad. And now, like, we have electric cars where you can call your people through internet while riding the car. Well, your car is driving you with AI.
Yeah.
You
So
know?
Here's a couple of things that I'd like you and your audience to consider. One is, okay, so we've got all this stuff. Let's say we, you know, they're using improve our lives. Sometimes they actually aren't improving because it hasn't been trained properly, but assume that it does.
We need to train them properly, yes.
Yeah, so let's fast forward. It's 20 years, 25 years from now, and the machines are running themselves, you know, it's Teslas or Mercedes or the Chinese ones, whatever it is. The car is driving you wherever you want to go. And what, you're sitting in the back seat and playing with Instagram all day? What do you do? Okay, the jobs are done. So what do we do? So what I think people should think about is, how do we evolve with this thing? I don't see us thinking about, okay, so if the mundane is being worked, these stuff are the mundane. Who picks up the phone? Who answers this? And is it in 8 seconds or 12 seconds or 1 minute? These are the mundane tasks. These are tasks. So
these are tasks. It's important if it's fast, because if you don't get fast to your customers, customers will just go to the competition.
Absolutely. But my point is, we have a lot of tasks that can be read by this, or, you know, okay, so this is 50 pages of documents, and we can have AI read it and give it to us in one paragraph. Okay, granted, there's a lot of stuff that can be done faster, but now we're going to have this time. What are we going to do with our time is the question.
That is the question.
Are we ready to be creators, to be innovators? Because the AI, if you had asked the AI that, hey, this candle doesn't last long and we need more light through the night, It would have created a better candle for you. It wouldn't come up with electricity.
It'll probably not create something better for you, but it will probably tell you ideas on how to create something for you. We'll brainstorm with you and help you create a process so that you move your hands to make it and do it better.
Based on the past.
Exactly. Well, that's why we're here, based on our past. We're the sum and the result of everything that has happened in the whole history of humanity.
Absolutely true. But the question is the future an extension of the past, or is the future in your hands and you can create something new?
I think
you
it's
have
both.
Now all these capabilities that the machine can do things faster, better, connected, whatever you want to call it. If I would read 20 books or 100 books, 200 books in my lifetime, I now have access to 10,000, 20,000, 100,000 books on a finger of snap.
So I think you touched a very important thing here. Like, we have all of these resources. We have all of this knowledge. We have everything in our hands, and it's for us to choose to use them wisely. Thank you so much.
Choosing is the key.
I love that. Thank you so much for that. I will keep that. So, Sid, tell us about who you serve and how people can reach out to you.
So I'm an odd kind of guy because I teach, I write, and I do some investments and advisory work. My mission is to provoke people, essentially, to think differently around what you just came out as a conclusion to. We have the choice. And change is the only way to have options. Change is not our enemy. It's the only friend that we have that provides us with options to choose from.
I love it.
So if you are stuck, you don't want to change, you're not going to have any progress. Imagine if there was no change, Anna. You would still be 4 years old. If you had a kid, it would be forever 5 years old. You will eat the same thing every day. You will do the same thing every day. There wouldn't be any choices for you to make progress against. So that's all I ask for from people. That's my mission.
I love that. How can people reach out to you?
I can be found everywhere, Sid Mohaseb, and you can put that in the notes in terms of the spelling, because I know it's a little convoluted, but they can Google me. Mohaseb.com is my site. My email is sid@mohaseb.com. They can look at my books, and they can look at my TED Talks and stuff, and if it moves them, that would be great. Be music to my ear.
Love it. So we're going to wrap from here. Thanks so much to our guest Sid Mohaseb for joining us for a practical conversation about AI and its potential for business. You can learn more about what he does by visiting mohaseb.com. That's mohaseb.com. If you run a business of any size and you have some ideas or strategies around the topic of AI, we'd love to have you on a future episode as well. We interview business owners of all levels of experience and exposure to AI, so we can represent all voices, especially the 90% of us who are curious about AI but not trying to be tech geniuses. Apply for a future episode by going to basicbusinessai.com. And one more time, if you want to install a 24/7 AI sales and support team for less than 10% of the cost of a single employee, get yourself an Anabot. Learn more at anabots.ai. See you next time in Basic Business AI. Oh, and by the way, if you like this episode, tell your friends. See you later.